Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Today we come together as one nation to salute the veterans of the United States Armed Forces, the greatest warriors to ever walk the face of the earth. You are the reason our hearts swell with pride, our foes tremble with fear, and our nation thrives in freedom. You are America's greatest living heroes, and we will cherish you now, always, and forever.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Are you at all concerned that your colleagues on the other side of the aisle may turn the process and make it such a hard process to follow for the public? Perhaps some might call it a sabotaging of the process.
Well, of course, that's been the strategy all along, of course, has been to attack the process.
These witnesses have been fairly consistent, and for the most part, they've not been coordinating or talking to each other. For the most part.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
We are now seeing fascist and neo-fascist political figures drop the charade of climate change denial and instead cast the global ecological crisis as a way of cleansing the world of lesser humans.
Before our ancestors were murdered and cleared out of this area, they farmed and lived on this land in a way that humans, the four-legged, the plant and tree people, the fish people, and Mother Earth all benefited from.
Fish people!
You on drugs?
Unchained and unstoppable.
I shouldn't be filming this, but I want, if anything happens, I want everybody to know, to my wife and kids, Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Fish people. When I was a little boy going downtown in Portland, Maine to W.T. Grant's to buy my weekly collection of DC comics, detective comics, of course, my favorites were, like everybody, Superman and Batman, but I always thought Aquaman was kind of underrated in the second tier of the members of the Justice League of America. And now he's back, I guess, as a fish person.
Did he have a theme song, Aquaman? Like, you know how Batman has na-na-na-na-na-na-na?
No, Aquaman never had his own TV show.
Oh.
Neither did the Green Lantern, for that matter. But the Green Lantern had a ring. I mean, the power came from a ring? Come on.
Yeah. No, I agree.
The Flash, another one that I thought the Flash was kind of overrated. He was very fast.
Jaisal Correa had a watch, but the power definitely didn't come from the watch.
No. He got 1,002 votes. That was kind of suspicious in itself that he got that many votes after being... That was about... He got about one vote for every count in the indictment of him. 844-500-4242. We are broadcasting now this week and for the next few weeks. Grace won't be down here with me every week, but I'm down here for a while in Boca Raton, Florida. It's nice to be here in sunny South Florida and at Newsmax headquarters. Thank you very much, Newsmax, for setting this up for us. And right now, though, it's time for the Chump Line.
Lovey, today is Veterans Day, and as you know, I'm the most decorated veteran around. I'm going to mark the occasion with a protest. Have G's warm up the limo and procure some medals. I'm going to head to Washington and throw them over the White House fence.
Don't forget to include a few ribbons in there, too. I know they're a little harder because they don't have as much heft to them as the medals, but I think you can find some somewhere along the line, Mr. Secretary.
Howie, one of the tree people here. The squirrel people are apparently pro-choice. They keep eating my babies.
I'm going to stick with the fish people. You know, fish. I remember a state rep from Waltham. She was a vegetarian or a vegan, and she always said that that we shouldn't be going after fish because they were the sentient creatures of the sea. sentient creatures. I always like that word, too.
Howie's really going to savor the caviar tonight.
I don't know what I'm going to have for dinner at the Honor Bar, also known as O Bar, in the Royal Ponciana Plaza. It's got to be something, though, fishy. It's got to be something fish-like to celebrate the fish people. The Jump Line is brought to you every day at this time by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, with a message for experienced spray painters. The painted finish on our products is absolutely amazing, and we need amazing people to apply it. And if you have the skills, we can put them to use. Apply online today at MatthewsBrothers.com. That's MatthewsBrothers with one T.com. This is about the fourth week in a row Matthews Brothers has made their sponsorship seeking out more people. Things are so terrible in Trump's America, aren't they?
The economy is booming, but do you feel good? Howie, do you feel good about what you're doing with Trump in the White House? Sure, people have more jobs and more money, and people are generally happier.
More people are working than ever before in the United States of America. 7 million fewer people on food stamps.
But in the wise words of Abby Huntsman, does that make it right?
If I got money in my pocket, Grace, I say all's right in the world. You know, I mean, we're all going to die at some point. These liberals keep talking about people are going to die. I got news for them. Everybody's going to die, okay? You just enjoy yourself. Enjoy your life. If you're not on drugs, if you're not on on booze, if you're supporting yourself and your family, I mean, things are pretty good, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
The Dems can't risk allowing Trump to lead, so they must keep up this impeachment spree. Their candidates are weak, their ideas are bleak, which leaves them one choice: continue to impede.
Very good. Very good. Officer Mark says, by the way, Howie, how exactly does Joe Biden shoot 3 rounds at the geese with his double-barrel shotgun? Yeah, he's very confused about ammunition and firearms and everything else. Let's play that cut again. Biden. Cut one.
I believe in the Second Amendment, but nobody says you can have a magazine with 100 clips in it, 100 bullets in it. We protect geese more than we protect. No joke.
He's got to lose that no joke thing. That's bad.
Mr. Vice President, that was a lot of malarkey in that statement.
Hey, Howie, I'm making a movie starring Greta Thunberg. It's called Children of the Con.
How dare you? How dare you, sir?
How dare you?
Railroading? It's more like a bullet train.
That's a good way to put it, too. Bullet train. It's California. You know what, though? Ultimately, from what I see, it's like California light rail. It's going nowhere. It's not even going from Fresno to Bakersfield.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. I heard you made it down the bike path this weekend without falling. Good job. Question. When do you take the draining wheels off your pink early bike? We're going to be fine.
You were bragging about how you went on a bike ride yesterday, and I didn't take the opportunity to say, wow, and you didn't even fall, but I should have.
There was a detour on the bike path. I don't know what it was. I had to go out onto the main road, and then I was wondering about whether I should go out onto the main road, but I did.
As long as you don't try to take your glasses off again, and you go, whoa!
For once in his life.
Glasses, I left my glasses up in the condo when I went out today.
For once in his yesterday. Life. Howie wished there was a bike lane.
There was a lot of rain on Saturday down here, the first day we were here. And I don't know what happened, but the bike path was more flooded today than it was Sunday. And so it was like going through a flood, Grace. But
I'm
But I just, I pedaled like Noah. I got through it.
Oh, God.
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. I was almost a veteran. The fact is, when I was working at the coal mine rec center, I nearly rushed from the lifeguard chair to enlist. Then President Roosevelt came on the television and said we had just won the War of 1812. We were so overcome with emotion that Corn Pop and I wept in each other's arms. I mean it.
And then they went on to the Rose Bowl when they were playing playing defensive back for the University of Delaware. Joe Flacco was their quarterback back in 1962, you know.
No joke.
Hey, I've never been attacked by a wild turkey, but after drinking a lot of wild turkey and some Grey Goose, I've been attacked by a pink elephant.
And the next thing you knew, you turned on the TV news on a Sunday night a couple of weeks ago, and you saw the firing at the Knob Creek gun range. You were there firing off, and they said it was the Turks firing at the Kurds.
This is the first time liberals and Democrats have been upset about a baby getting cut apart.
Oh, wow.
Well put.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I got arrested, but I just don't care. He set up a GoFundMe page, too, and he owes, what, $4,500 for destroying baby Trump? That's what it cost, I think, $4,500. But he's already raised, I think, over $40,000 on his GoFundMe page. So he's gonna come out ahead. Who says crime doesn't pay?
I guarantee you, just to troll the left, Donald Trump will be like, let's bring him to the White House. That's like his favorite thing to do.
603 says, yes, yet Howie persisted through that puddle. I did. There were multiple puddles that I persisted through.
We all know you're taking Grace to Applebee's for the 2 for $20 meal, you cheap bastard.
No, Florida Palm Beach Howie is not a cheap bastard. He's a baller.
She was at Flagler Steakhouse last night. That is not an Applebee's like restaurant.
And every time I'd give Howie half my food for his to-go box, he'd go, thanks, Grace. And finally, I was like, I don't know why you keep saying thank you. You're paying for the food.
But we're at the Newsmax studios right now, and guess what? They have free Famous Amos cookies.
Mm-hmm. And we're getting our money's worth.
So I won't be needing to eat very much tonight because I've had about three little bags of Famous Amos's this afternoon. All right. That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line.
That was your last Chump Line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
Okay, the Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, is 844-500-4242. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. The Chump Line is brought to you every weekday at this time by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, with a message for experienced spray painters. The painted finish on our products is absolutely amazing, and we need amazing people to apply it. If you have the skills, we can put them to use. Apply online today at MatthewsBrothers.com. That's MatthewsBrothers with 1T.com.
Hey, I've never been attacked by a wild turkey, but after drinking a lot of wild turkey and some Grey Goose, I've been attacked by a pink elephant.
And this is the barrage that the Turkish people have unleashed on the Syrian Kurds as our president has betrayed them. Why are the Turkish troops waving brown bottles of wild turkey? Why are they wearing hunting caps rather than... Never mind. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
This is Deb in Danielson, Connecticut.
This is Greg in Boston, Mass.
This is Elizabeth in Wakefield, Massachusetts, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
This poll question is sponsored by Wreaths Across America. National Wreaths Across America Day is Saturday, December 14th. A $15 donation to Wreaths Across America sponsors a handmade balsam fir wreath, a symbol of America's respect. On this Veterans Day, sponsor America, a Veterans Wreath. Visit www.wreathsacrossamerica.org. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Do you think Jeffrey Epstein is still alive?
Unlike all the people on the MSNBC and on Twitter and the Internet and the Facebook, no, I don't think so.
87% don't think he is either.
All right.
I have breaking news from the New York Times. Someone's thinking about getting into the race. And it's not Michael Bloomberg. It is someone, however, that Howie Carr knows very well. Not tall Duvall, regular Duvall. Duvall Patrick, according to the New York Times, is considering getting in to the 2020 race.
Oh, be still, my heart.
I know, you're just jumping with joy over here. I just killed Howie's good mood.
Another loser from Massachusetts. How many losers do we need from Massachusetts in national politics, if you include all the people with Massachusetts roots, like that nitwit Adam Schiff? Plus, you got the fake Indian. You got Bill Wild Turkey Weld.
I don't know.
Why isn't he going to New Jersey to deal with the wild turkey problem?
You think he'd ever get
he
back
could get
the
rid
process.
Of the wild turkey and turkeys in New Jersey and every other state. Just give him enough time.
You think he'd ever get back into politics?
Maybe, if the time is right and if I have something to offer.
If the time is right.
Hey, Duvall, here's a quarter. Call somebody who cares.
Okay, guys, we have to do Hate Mail Monday because it is a staple of our Monday shows, and it is brought to you, as always, by Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. They have a delicious bread, so check it out. I want to read some hate I found on Twitter. This was someone tweeted, when the Boston Herald says the liberal senior senator, that would be Ed Markey from Massachusetts, has no chance of winning.
No, that would be Elizabeth Warren.
Oh,
I'm
sorry.
She's the senior senator. They're both senior in the sense of being over the age of 70, but there has to be a senior and a junior.
Right, you're right. That just happened. This person says, as a former Bostonian, you need to keep that opinion in check, since it's the Herald, a right-wing rag that placates to red hatters. See Howie Carr's columns.
Red, what is a red hatter?
MAGA hat.
Oh, I see. Okay. I was thinking of the Cardinals garb.
Howie also had a column where he gave suggestions for voting, which was last week. And this guy, David, says, some suggestions for Howie Carr. Shut the bleep up. Go bleep yourself. Bleep my bleep and bleep my bleep.
Isn't it amazing the respect and the veneration that the alt-left has for the First Amendment to the United States Constitution.
Oh, and lastly, Howie wrote an article about the cartels in Mexico, and this person said, I'm sure Howie's uber-white liberal Wellesley is just loaded with these cartels. Carr is as phony as the day is long.
Uber? We have Lyft, too, you know. We don't just have Uber. We also have Veterans Taxi.
But by far, the best hate of the day was Howie tweeted out a picture of him going into the cryo thing. He had a towel on and a hat and all the responses.
It was a new kind of cryo. I've never been into that kind of cryo before. I always had my head out. This time I had to put a Russian-type hat on.
Basically, all the responses were, oh, my God, I'm never going to unsee this. I'll be haunted by this image for the rest of my life.
Wait till I wear it on the bike path tomorrow morning in Palm Beach. All right, we'll be right back. We'll take a lot of calls this segment. I'm Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Let's just go straight to the phone lines. We haven't taken a lot of calls today, so we're going to take some right now. 844-500-4242. Gary, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Gary.
Hi, Howie. I have a question for you. Is it against the law for a member of government to go to a foreign country and come out with a little money?
come out with a little money? You mean like a little cash?
His son goes... gets a big high-paying job for doing nothing and goes to China and comes out with $2.5 million.
Well, the Democrats say that there's no problem here because Hunter Biden is a quote-unquote private citizen. But I would have to say that it certainly looks a little dodgy, doesn't it? Even if it isn't technically illegal. I mean, when Hillary Clinton was the Secretary of State and signing off on a uranium deal to give the Russians 20% of our American uranium supply, you know, suddenly her husband gets $500,000 in speaking fees from oligarch connected banks in the USSR, now Russia, and the Clinton Foundation gets over $100 million. They investigated it. Bob Mueller, the great prosecutor extraordinaire, he was the director of the FBI. He found nothing amiss there. I would certainly think it raised my eyebrows. Didn't it raise yours?
Absolutely. That's corruption is a regular situation among Democrats. You see.
Yeah, no, an old line Democrat way back when, George Washington Plunkett of Tammany Hall, they called him. He used to say there's honest graft and there's dishonest graft. And that just meant, what he really meant was there's legal graft and there's illegal graft. And, you know, the Bidens, their basic argument is this is legal graft. I mean, that's what it boils down to. They don't put it in those terms, but that's what it is. Like, where is the statute that says I can't go to Ukraine and get my coke-addled, alcoholic, prostitute, patronizing son this great job?
But, Howie, we were listening to the radio the other day, and I can't remember who it was, but someone said there's a certain level of corruption that the American people expect and are kind of complacent in the fact that it's going to happen, and that's corruption like Joe Biden making more money the year he was out of office,
right,
than he had in 20 years, right, of public service.
Or a big pension when they leave office.
Right. There's certain things you expect, but this thing with Hunter Biden is just, it's too much for people to stomach. It's so obnoxious and so arrogant.
As Jimmy Breslin used to say, and I've taken the saying for myself, it's one thing to feed at the trough. It's another thing to lick the plate.
Exactly.
The Bidens have been licking the plate here, and so have the Clintons, by the way, for a long, long time. Thanks for the call, Gary. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Howie, big fan.
Thank you. Terry, you're next with Howie Carr.
Hey, Dave. I just wanted to say, you know, I watched Fox and Friends this morning and the citizenship ceremonies, and I've actually never seen one before.
Yes.
And I think that if anything, if Kamala Dabala wants to put something out there, propose it for public schools, I think every student should see one, because it brought me to tears. It really did.
Yeah, no, it is a moving ceremony, and I'm glad so many people, it means so much to them, and many of our most patriotic citizens are those who weren't born here but were naturalized. I agree, Terry, and that was a good thing on Fox and Friends today. Let's see here. Mel, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mel.
How you doing?
Good.
Sir, I'm from how you doing? I live in California, and I live in the beautiful downtown Burbank. I'm a veteran. Happy Veterans Day.
If you live in Burbank, I think I know where we're going with this. Who happens to be your congressman?
I just want to say I'm really sorry that Adam Schiff represents our district, because, you know, this battle between one side and the other, sir, is just taking up so much valuable time, when I know for a fact Donald Trump, our president, who I love and respect, by the way, is busy today with other things. And the distraction is ruining our reputation overseas. And that's one thing I have to say. Go ahead.
He was born two towns over from where I live in Massachusetts, Mel. So, you know, don't feel that bad. You know, there are a lot of us feel somewhat chagrined that he had even the slightest connection with us over the years. He is a disgrace. There's no question about it. But Mel, since you're a veteran and this is Veterans Day, I want to thank you for your service to the country.
Well, thank you, sir. Yes, I'm a Cold War veteran, Desert Storm veteran. And I took an oath when I was 19 years old to protect and to serve this country. And I still do it today. I'm a retired security professional. Work in Beverly Hills, by the way, for all the wealthy people. And I hear both sides on a regular basis. And I love my country. I love my state of California. but it's not golden anymore, unfortunately, because I live in Southern California and I see the other issues that are going on with our Governor Newsom, who inherited the office. Anyway, yes, sir. I love you guys. I'm new to the show. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mel. And
Thank you, Mel.
Keep watching us on Newsmax, and we'll keep trying to deliver the news. And you know, don't worry too much about Schiff. Like I said, we all have our regrets that he had anything to do with the places we live or used to live. Thanks for the call, Joe. You're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Hello.
You there?
Yes. How you doing?
Good.
I got a question. With this impeachment going on, or supposedly, if something happens to one of the Supreme Court justices, can Trump replace him while he's under this?
Yes. A one-word answer, yes, and he will, too. There was a story today that Mitch McConnell is going to try to put 30 more conservatives on the federal bench before the end of the year. I thought that was a heartwarming story for Veterans Day. Mitch McConnell has already announced if there is any kind of Supreme Court vacancy in the year 2020, he will move expeditiously to fill that seat. So there's no question about that. Don't worry about that. I mean, I'm sure that's that's part of the agenda here to slow down any potential nominations to the Supreme Court. But it's not gonna work. I'm pretty sure about that. Good question though, Joe. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Howie, you do a great job with this show. I love it tremendously.
Thank you.
I've got two subjects. One, I'd like to compliment Donald Trump when he was a citizen, who in 1995, I read today, bailed out the Veterans Day parade to the tune of something like over $300,000 he gave them when they were almost out of money. And then as president, he's the first one that's going to march. That's two great things for him. Now, the second subject
They've been asking presidents for decades to march in the New York Veterans Day parade, and nobody has ever taken them up on it.
I think 25 years they asked each president for the last 25 years, and no one has said yes except for Donald Trump.
But he's a great American because before he was president, he gave a lot of money. And when he's president, he's right up there in the front rows. You know, it's just great. The second subject is Hunter Biden. He was paid $50,000. Supposedly, or more, $600,000. Well, a board of directors person gets $100,000 normally, maybe $200,000 for a super large company. This gas company was getting money from the United States. They were getting a portion of this money.
But see, he had special credentials and qualifications, Chris. He's on a company in Ukraine, and he didn't speak Ukrainian or Russian. And he had no experience in natural gas or fossil fuels, which was what this company was involved in. So you would want to pay him a lot more money than you would pay a normal member of the board of directors, right? Especially when you're in a country where the average wage at the time was $200 a month. $200 a month, and he's getting $50,000 a year. Just to be, as you say, the board of directors basically looks at proposals and says, yeah, this is good. Most boards of directors are just nothing but rubber stamps for the corporate ownership, right?
Right, but he's making six times minimum what they're making normally. And his father gets on a video, and you can see the video, where he says, yeah, I wanted that guy fired, and boy, I was going to keep that money away from him unless they fired him. And boy, they did it the next day. Well, you know, that's pretty much quid pro quo. Perfect. They even admit this. So why isn't he?
You know what, Chris? Don't you think that's why they're not using the phrase quid pro quo anymore? Because, you know, even if you don't know Latin, you know, if you do any research, you begin to see, wait a second, the real quid pro quo was Biden and the Ukraine government.
And he admits it. Right there on video.
Right.
I mean, you can see the video.
And it's not even
incredible.
A secret. It's not even like it's a secret FBI sting video, right? He's at a conference. The camera is on a tripod recording him, and you see the banner of the organization behind him, the Council on Foreign Relations. It's like it's this establishment left-wing group. He's bragging about it to his fellow members of the deep state. He's proud of it.
But
amazing.
All the Americans love our veterans, and they really truly believe that they fought for America to be free and don't want this kind of nonsense, they should be writing their congressman right now, Democrats and Republicans, saying, you've got to take this out. This is terrible. Leave President Trump alone and go after Biden.
Thanks for the call, Chris. Good call.
And you know what? He was so right, because when you think about it, really, Hunter Biden was collecting, what was it, 50,000?
Some people say it was 83,000. I can't decide which is right or not.
And so you never hear that. You never hear that if you turn on CNN or NBC or any of those channels. You'll never hear about that. And you know what else you'll never hear? That Donald Trump gave up his presidential salary, so he takes $1. So this is the juxtaposition between the Democrats and the Republicans. We have a president who doesn't take any money, and then we have a Democrat's son who's making money for something he has no qualifications doing and only got the job because his dad threatened.
He needed a job, Grace. He just washed out of the Navy after being busted twice for cocaine use.
I heard that from a rental car company. They gave me the inside scoop.
Was that crack pipe rentals? All right. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break.
This is Paul in North Andover, Mass.
This is Luana in Lexington, Massachusetts.
This is Lauren in Augusta, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. I'm getting deluged with emails and texts about from the New York Times story about Deval Patrick saying he may run for president. You'll notice he waited until after the filing deadline in Alabama. Was that a purposeful thing? Did he know he was not going to be eligible to be on the ballot in Alabama? That's why he waited. I mean, that's why Bloomberg dispatched his people down there last week so he could beat the filing deadline on Friday. So now the filing deadline has passed, and Deval Patrick is showing interest. Why does Deval Patrick think there's going to be any more interest for him than there is for any of these other second-tier candidates? Is he being urged to run? I gotta check out the New York Times story to see what paragraph the U word appears in. All these people are being urged to run. The guy is a legend in his own mind. What has he done since he left office? I'm glad, whatever he's doing, I'm glad he's not doing it in the corner office on Beacon Hill at the State House, because he was a terrible, terrible governor. Not that there's much difference between him and the current Republican governor.
Cory Booker checks off more boxes than him. He's black, bald, and vegan. I don't know if Deval's vegan.
I don't know either. I mean, it would seem like he and Cory Booker are running in the same lane, and that lane, that seems, from Cory Booker being on the campaign trail for a year, that looks like the 1% lane, right? I mean, that looks like the Governor Bullock from Montana lane.
Spartacus lane. There's only room in this town for one Spartacus.
I bet Spartacus had some assistants, you know, some other retired gladiators in his mob. But I don't know that there's too much need for another candidate on the Democrat side.
But is he being urged to run? I mean, if he's being urged to run, then you can't say no.
Joe Biden. You know, are you looking for something to watch tonight on TV? Forget that game with the 49ers and the Seahawks.
Or anything else.
I mean, that's supposedly going to be one of the best Monday night games of the year. But you don't need to watch that, because Joe Biden will be taking the stage tonight at 9 p.m. on CNN. Questions from voters in Iowa.
Taylor's going to have a real good intro tomorrow with Joe Biden.
First question for Joe Biden, what state are you in?
That should be the first and last question, just to make sure. But Howie,
Ohio!
I wonder.
Ohio! I got it. It's four. I know it's four letters, and the first one is a vowel. How close did I come?
Am I able to write off my trip to the liquor store tonight on my taxes?
Yes. Yes, you are.
Fireball. That's my one word for you, Taylor. Fireball.
Yeah, that actually would be a really good column, like questions we should ask Joe Biden.
Your son says he sometimes sees hallucinations of a barnyard owl in front of his car. When was the last time you saw a barnyard owl in front of your car, real or imagined? Grace, you're next with Howie Carr and Grace. Go ahead, Grace.
Howie, there are two things that bother me, and I'm just going to point them out. Both of you. This is Veterans Day, and something that bothers me tremendously is I go to the grocery store, and I see veterans sitting outside as I'm leaving asking for money. It just bugs me tremendously that we give so much money to foreign countries and we're not taking care of our veterans. To have them having to sit and ask for money at the grocery store just really bothers me tremendously, and I would just wish we could do something. Trump has done more for veterans than any other president in the past.
Did you see how many people he's cleared out of the Veterans Administration hospitals? And you know how tough that is with all the unions, the entrenched power of public sector unions. But he's doing it not to oppress workers, but he's doing it to try to clear out the deadwood. You're right. He's worked hard at it. This is an issue that means a lot to him, and he's doing the best he can. And I salute him for going to that Veterans Parade today in New York City. That was a good thing. Thanks for the call, Grace. 844-500-4242. It is Veterans Day. And, we for the final time before we leave Newsmax, we salute all of our veterans and we thank them for their service past and current to the United States. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Howie Carr.